Hello, my people. Welcome to Unfiltered, your number one podcast. But please forget the numbers, where we keep things raw, undiluted, and a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, we live.
We are live. We are live.
We live. What's good, people? This is our first episode on Unfiltered. Hey, yo.
I'm going to say you because it doesn't make me sound cool, but for my voice, you know I'm the cool one. I'm just putting it out there in case there are single ladies and all that, you know.
Man, you're not single and you're shouting out to single ladies on our podcast.
Not because I mean.
And your babe will still listen to the podcast. Look at your life.
I don't fuck up.
So welcome to Unfiltered, chat. This is like our first episode.
Unfiltered episode. From here.
Yes.
You already know we don't have sense. So if you are coming here looking for sensible people, you made the wrong choice. I'm not going to tell you on. So you know the commitment you are making.
Putting it out there.
Know the commitment you are making on set.
Yes. That's just you putting it out
facts.
There. But inside the, we no get sense, yeah, we still go get sense, we go talk sense, yes. So we go still talk sense. So today, topic is on friendship. We are talking about like complexities in friendship, issues in friendship, and you know, ways to improve friendship. The dilemma in friendship too,
yeah.
And how to keep both male and female friendship. Then,
yeah.
Like every topic you know about friendship, all those out of sight, out of mind stuff that people like always say, we talk about everything. Today, go on like this on this
guys,
episode.
Guys just want to discuss because for some unknown reason, yeah, lately we have been noticing how friendships as a young adult or as a Nigerian youth tends to be. Most of the time, as you get older, friendships become harder to maintain. People make excuses for not being good friends every time, and they just blame it on, oh, it's adulthood, lots of different things. Also, the idea of how it's hard to be friends with an attractive person of the opposite sex, just different talks.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Just a lot of.
So we are just going to, like, you know, we're not going in any order, but we are going to go
along. The idea of this podcast is for you to join us in a conversation. This is just us having a conversation. Join us as just listen and just have fun with it.
Yeah, listen to us talk. Just listen to us talk. We like talk about everything we know, experience we've had from like friendships we've kept and all that, and then you like give us your input in the comment section too,
because and if you have dilemmas, if you have problems, send your problems to us.
Talk
about it. We'll keep you anonymous, obviously, but we'll talk about it
definitely. And even if you want to join, you can be like, I would like to be in one of the episodes. You can also put that out, and we'll get to you
because
we'll discuss that.
We are cool people. I am a cool person. I don't know if Dindu, but I am a cool person.
What do you mean by that? You've just made the perfect sentence. We are cool people. Why do you not have to remove me again?
It is not obvious.
What do you mean it's not obvious?
I am Millie.
I mean, I'm
anyone.
Cool.
I am Melon, Millie, anyone. I am the cool. God, fuck it, man. Fuck it.
Cool. Please, shut up. Please. I am Dindu, and with me is Melon. Okay, I am a designer, a product designer. I design websites, apps, and you know, anything product, brand identity, graphics design, anything design, just bring it to me. I'll tell you the one I cannot do.
I'm a pimp. Okay, that's a lie. I'm not a pimp. I'm an illustrator, an animator. I'm a digital artist, basically. That's all I do. I hustle. Yes, I'm a bricklayer.
Anything for the body. It's a big job. Anything way I don't need to, I will let you know. But everything I did active.
What did you do?
So now that we are done with the intro, you guys know us because this is like the last time we talk about ourselves. Next episode, you just start hearing us straight to the topic. So since we are done with intro, Melon, first of all, before we start describing friendship or talking about friendship, are we friends? Because me, I don't know if you really be my friend though. Are we friends? Because from our friendship, yeah, one thing I know from our friendship is that it's not about us being in the same place at the same time or always talking every day. But guy,
that day.
We will decide to talk. Bro, that day, the good thing about it is that day we decide to talk. The conversation will lead to different directions, like learning new things, getting new insight on a lot of things, and catching up on old things too. Like, it's always very nice.
Yeah.
But I'm not just praising our friendship, Sha, because you said, you know, guess. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how.
There was no reason at all to tell people that.
Listen now, they say, you know, this sense now, and the thing they tell off on me, because they say, show me your friend, and I'll tell you who you
are.
And now, because you know, get sense now, people will come to say, I know, get sense.
People take that on their own. Don't need to meet me to know you don't have sense. They know on their own. Oh my God. Don't have sense.
Why do you think the saying, show me your friend, I'll tell you who you are, is a lie? Because he just said it's a lie when I was talking about it. So why do you think the saying is a lie?
Because you can be friends with people that you don't expect to be friends with. Doesn't mean that they can get an insight about who you are based on who you keep as a friend. Although sometimes it's true. But what I'm saying is that some type of people that they are just friendly. They can have random friends everywhere for different reasons. And they don't exactly consider them friends. People need to know this.
Exactly. That's the thing. Everybody, that's the thing. You can know somebody. Yeah. Yeah. You can know somebody, but you cannot just say, this person friend. I know is my friend. You understand? There's a difference between knowing. Yeah. 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 It's just because we misuse the word friend in Nigeria. It's the same way we misuse the word love in Nigeria. Because your friend, you have to have like a certain relationship with someone you call your friend before you, like, you guys must have gone through like a certain phase in life together, and you've known this person so well to be able to say that this person, like, this is
my friend.
My friend, exactly. But it's not, but Nigerians just have this concept where once you meet somebody, you and I talk today. You see the person, someone asks you, who is this person? Say, now my friend. It doesn't make sense, guy. Just say it's someone you know, because it's someone you know, obviously. Because, all those people where you call your friends, when you really need those people now, you will see that.
I'm not actually inside all those friends. People
you know.
They're not there for you.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that you should have a friend in case you need something. I'm just giving an instance.
I get you.
It's not always when you need something that you must have a friend. So that word friendship is delicate. It's something that you should always see.
It's serious. It's not something that you just place out there. When you get a connection with somebody on a certain level, then another thing that I've noticed here, people think friendship is not like a relationship. I don't know if I'm saying this right, Sha, but friendship requires a certain level of commitment. That's just what I think.
True.
You cannot just say we are friends and there's no. I'm not saying because we are friends we should talk every time or we should talk every week.
Yeah.
But there should be a certain level of commitment when you consider somebody to be your friend.
Both ends. It should be from both ends.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're driving at it being from both ends. It should not be one sided. Because I cannot be saying that this person is my friend and the other person at the other end is not saying the same thing or seeing me the way I'm seeing the person. And then if you now check out the relationship between you guys, it feels like you are forcing yourself on the person.
That is one of the worst.
It's not supposed to be like that. Friendship is like a relationship the way you said it. You have like a certain level of commitment, a certain level of communication.
Yeah.
In as much as we are saying that you should not be communicating with the person every day, but at least in a month, make it be say you and that person talk. Do you understand? Like, you check on your friend. It must not be every day in the month, but maybe once a month. Because it's good to, like, because when you talk to somebody that is your friend every time, you guys might run out of things to say or stuff like that. But that gap that gap can always like accumulate a lot of things in your life so that people will have something to talk about. You get your insight from your friend will give you your insight. That's just the thing. But you should always be wise to know when it's one-sided and when it's not. Because friendship this period now.
Friendship this period,
especially with the opposite gender. We are not entering that topic now that we want to talk about.
Always one-sided. They are always one-sided.
Yes.
I don't want to sound like an asshole. I don't want to sound like an asshole, but most girls here, they don't know how to make a friendship thrive. Guys, now it's simple. You know, Dindu Alpha like once or twice in a month or three times in a month, we'll talk and we are talking properly. You post on your status, I'm viewing your status. If something is funny, I'm conversing. Girls don't do it like that. Most girls now, they will just, okay, we are friends. But if I don't text you, I'm not getting a text back. I'm not getting anything back. I'm not getting a checkup. I'm not even getting reactions from what I post or anything. And we are supposed to be friends. So that is why I say most females, they are not very...
We are not going to also only blame the females, Sha. We are not going to only blame the females. Most guys, listen at the point here. Exactly. Most guys don't know that when keeping friendship with the opposite gender, you should not always make it sexual.
I swear.
Because it's creepy. The same way you feel like a girl cannot do all this one. When a guy is always making everything sexual with a girl, he's going to chase the girl like very far from him, and you cannot be friends with somebody and any little thing the person says or any conversation you guys are having, you are not even giving any insight. The next thing you are doing is like taking it to a sexual conversation. Stuff like that can drive you off. So yeah, so in keeping friendship with opposite sex, opposite gender, you should have certain boundaries. I think as a guy, you should have certain boundaries.
Yeah. That's true.
That's like the best thing. Wait, to see.
Something. I just thought of something. Can you be friends with someone that you find attractive? She is your spec, like your full on spec. They tell you to describe your spec. You're basically describing that person. Can you just accept being friends with that person?
That's a very no. I'm laughing now. You're already laughing. I've not answered.
If you say rubbish, I'm out of here.
No, actually, I cannot, because I am attracted to this person. Shut up. I'm attracted to this person, and I'm approaching this person in a way that I am not coming for friendship. I just want to make we date or get something relationship. If it's not what you're looking for and you want to friendzone me, I go come out, because it is not what I want. Do you understand? Because if you be in that friend zone, you will see shege. You go see shege.
You're not to cry on.
You get that kind of thing.
That's what your full-time job is going to be. And you won't take any pom-pom.
And you might even be doing boyfriend duties, and you're not the boyfriend. You get that kind of thing.
Rob bum-bum. I don't like that one.
So that kind of situation, you should just
pull yourself out.
Come up,
buddy. Hey, that sounded off. Come up, buddy. Remove yourself from it.
Yeah, because I saw something on Twitter yesterday. One girl came out and was...
You did what?
Calling a guy a coward. I saw something on Twitter yesterday. One girl came and she was calling a guy a coward because the guy is still developing feelings for her. Like, they were friends, good friends. The guy is still developing feelings for her. For him, he did not know if the girl is at the same place he's at. You understand? Yeah. And he did not even approach the girl or anything. He just blocked her on everywhere. Everywhere.
How that it?
He just blocked her. So, the girl now heard it from the guy's friend.
Yeah.
So, she now came to Twitter to get people's 2 cents on it. And a lot of people were siding the guy that it's not his fault that he... What he did is not bad. This one, why some people are saying that he should have just opened up, blah blah blah. So now I want to ask you, in that situation, will you tell the girl that you have feelings for her, or will you do what the guy did?
Yeah, damn.
Are you thinking of your answer?
I didn't get you.
I was asking, yeah, if you're the one in that position where you have like a female friend that you guys like are very cool, and then all of a sudden, then they develop soft spots for her, like you still liking her. So what I'm asking now, in that situation, will you do what the guy did by blocking her everywhere or telling her, and you don't know where she's at?
There's no way.
The friend.
There's no way I'm going to block her everywhere. It's not possible.
Exactly.
I'm not a child.
Because it sounded so stupid.
No, sometimes, you don't have to actually, like, sometimes use your feelings. If that makes sense. It's from your action, the person already knows.
They would feel, they will see your like, feelings.
They already know that.
Okay. From your actions.
This person likes me more than the normal way. And if the person is clueless, you just tell the person. If you know you cannot hold it, tell the person how it is. I don't know what is going on, but just tell the person, and then whatever happens, you decide if you want to still be friends.
Exactly.
But which one is you want to wake up one day and block everywhere?
You know, makes sense.
What is like, going on? I don't know if I did anything wrong.
It'd be like, it's giving SS2 vibes. Primary school.
SS2 said, I'm not sure I'll behave like that. That is giving primary school vibes.
I don't understand how you just wake up. Omo, if you guys have like been very good friends, like you guys were OGs, very, very good OGs, and then you start developing feelings, are you telling me that you want to throw away all the OG, all the friendship, all the memories you guys have? Just because you develop feelings. If you tell her and she's not where you are, you match the feelings.
Feelings will kill itself on its own. The feelings will kill itself. And when you tell the feelings what it's supposed to do, the feelings go die. But I've been thinking, what if after he finished blocking her now, he now gets himself. Yeah? Over the feelings now. You now unblock her, you now want to be friends. I'm wondering, what is supposed to
happen? It's going to be very awkward now. It's going to be awkward. It's
very, very funny. Like, is she supposed to...
It's just like...
Is she supposed to just get over the fact that you acted like an idiot?
It's going to be weird. It's just like when you say, let's be in a relationship, you come and tell your man, or your man will come and tell you, let's go on a break. Then after like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you will now come back that you are done with the break. The relationship is never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same after that break. You get me?
Yeah, I feel.
Yeah, so that kind of thing is going to be very awkward. So yeah, from this dilemma, we've already established that as a guy, when you have a female friend, have boundaries. Don't be everything be knack.
Everything is not marked.
One knack person.
Knack become and go. Yes. But friendships are very important. So if you see a female friend that...
Mm-hmm.
And she's your friend, like, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, that's like the best advice. Don't spoil it. Then as a woman or as a girl, when you have a male friend, please try do better in communication. Don't do this boy never text me. I no go text him. Please, it's just so weird.
Weird
that you consider someone your friend. And then you are just, making the friendship look like a professional song.
Speaking of which, I had a friend. Mm-hmm. I had a friend. Not a friend, though. Let me put it out there because I'm not going to stress myself for my male friends like that, to be honest. Unless you're my one.
Yeah.
I had a female friend. Like, we were cool. We talk. From time, I already established she's not the type of person that is, like, always going to want to text because I'm big on texting. She's not the type of person that wants to text. So I already knew that for a fact. So I don't bother too much. I just text when I need to text, or if I've not heard from you in like 3 days, 4 days, I text. I also started using other mediums to ensure that we talk. You get, because she's someone that is big on football. I started paying attention to what her team was doing so that in case they lose, I can go there and do banter. Just reasons to ensure that, I can, in as much as I don't have anything to say, I can always use this as a means to, like, make sure I check up on you as a friend.
Yeah.
Like, I keep doing stuff like this. One time, the person just went blank on me. And I'm wondering, like, what is going on? Like, what is happening? What happened? No answer, no response, no explanation, just went blank. Okay, finally, person finally reached out to me one time, because the person went blank, and I'm like, yeah, you know what, yeah, I'm not doing this bullshit, Abeg, because if I didn't put it out there, this person has done this thing before. So I'm like, this time, I'm too tired, and I'm looking for money.
You know,
so I cannot be doing this. Anytime you go offline, I will not come and be... Yeah. Finding you. So I'm like, you know what? Cool. I'm not stressing. After like 1 month, 2 months, the person reached out. I'm like, yo, what's up? Because I'm not someone that holds grudges. I'm not someone that... I don't take things to heart. Maybe if I'll get angry that minute. After that minute, I just bottle it down and I'm done. When the person called, I responded like a normal person. So you don't feel any animosity from me or you feel any type of way. And I'm like, yo, what's good? What's up? I've not heard from you in a minute. What happened? Explanation in my head. I'm like, here we go again. I'm like, cool. No problem. What's up? Here we talk. Sorry.
There's this thing I don't like.
What is that?
There's this thing I don't like that girls do. Yeah. They will just like ghost you. And then they will not hit you with that. I've been going through a lot.
No,
I just wanted to like
go. Every fucking soul is going through a lot. Anytime someone gives me that as an excuse that I've been going through a lot, I cannot take you serious, because there is no Nigerian that is not going through a lot. Even the ones that are rich are going through a lot. So don't be using that excuse, man. Okay, you're going through a lot. So
as long as you consider someone your friend. As long as you consider someone your friend,
communicate.
In that period of ghosting, also communicate. Just like let them know that you are good, or just check up on them.
Like
when they check up on you, if they text you, you are online, but you don't want to reply. How does that make sense? You now hit me with, I have a lot of messages to reply.
Okay. Blah.
Like it doesn't make sense. Like how do you sound?
Celeb.
That you have 200 and something messages on red, 300 and something messages on red. I don't open messages when, like, it doesn't make sense.
You are a very lame person, and you should establish the habit of actually reading and responding to messages. Some people now, you will tell them, okay, you are not a text person. What do you do? They are not even a call person, Seth. They don't even know. Like, they don't know any means of communication. They don't know what to do. They are just dummy.
Please, we're putting it out there. Having a lot of unread messages is not a flex.
It is not a flex. It's not a flex.
Most people even post it on their status, like intentionally post it so that you see it. It's not a flex. Even if you have a business, you did shout out. This one, reply everybody if possible.
Like, what's up?
Reply everybody. It's not worth text you, see you, I got your number from this link or something. You will leave it so that it will accumulate. Somebody will text you happy birthday. You will leave it.
You will leave it.
During your birthday, you will choose not to reply people so that it will. So that when you're posting screenshots.
Person snuck my happy birthday. My happy birthday has not been open till today. And I'm just looking like, you go do birthday again. Thunder go first.
So please, reply your friends. If they text you, reply them. And please don't, guy to guy, this one now, not guy to guy. Don't always text your guys when you need something or when you want them to do something for you. Maybe you will need them to do something for you tomorrow. You now start texting them today. Make you check up on them. Then tomorrow you go be like, doesn't make sense, I beg. Guy to guy now.
Nah. Like, as a guy, I'm not saying you should be texting your guys every day, because I will call you Ogi.
But
we'll call you Ogi. So, but once in a while, yeah, text your guys, man. Text your guys. Like, my friends now.
Yeah.
Me, sometimes I don't text Obum. Obum, they snub me. Hey, I just remembered. Ogwejo for the phone. Snub me. But I know, say, indeed. Because anytime I'll call him, he's going to respond. We might not talk for up to 1 month, 2 months, but when we talk, we still there. Like, that's exactly. That has been my friend for the longest in this my life. Like, that's my longest friend. And we already know how we are as people. I don't expect him to text me every time. He doesn't expect me to text him every time. Even when I'm going through something, I'm not always going to text him. But there is no time I'm going through something that he doesn't know. Because I will always be known. You cannot say you are going through a lot, you are going through a lot, and then you treat people badly, and you expect them to just accept your behavior because you are going through.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It is childish. I'm allowed to react.
And please, guys.
I'm allowed to react.
Yeah, and please.
Like, even if you are going through a lot, I'm allowed to be angry and then like this. I don't care. Everybody has feelings. Nobody is a puppet that not, the moment you throw that magic word, I was going through a lot, I'm supposed to be like, ah, cool. Say less. You are mad.
I am a choosing. Anyway, as guys, yeah, it's actually cool to reach out to your guy when you have like issues. It mustn't be financial issues. Like when you feel like you need to talk to someone,
reach out to your one especially when
the father figure is not in your life. You can reach out to your guys.
This thing became deep. Yeah.
Especially when the father figure is not in your life. You can reach out to your guy, that your main guy, where you know say now you and I'm done day. Like you guys have been OGs from day one. Reach out to him. Have conversation. Put it out there. Like please make your guy get sense. Or not be person with no
woman
they control.
That's guessing.
Woman they control now. You go come tell them waiting they do you. You go they tell woman who can't carry and spread. No, have
you know he's an
OG that you know is an OG. This guy an OG. Yeah, have those conversations.
Sometimes
if it's your elder brother, because me like this, if na me, crown, I would just like you know tell him see as he did for me. We'll talk now. Two of us now be the OGs. He's my longest friend. I mean. He has been my friend since I came to the world. So yeah, have like OG, even if say not be your biological brother, it could be like your friend, but just have someone that you can have that conversation with. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing for a guy to open up.
There's nothing wrong with being vulnerable.
Yes, please, because your mental health is very important too.
Like,
it's very important. So you're not gonna think that. You're not gonna think that if you open up, you are gay.
Like,
you are not
if you gay. Think opening up makes you gay, you are actually gay. I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, come on, man. You have to be tougher than that. Don't come and be doing gangster. They don't play gangsters. Oh. Speak to somebody when you need to speak to somebody. And
yeah.
We cannot come and complain about friendships now and not tell people how they can try to keep in touch. We have already mentioned randomly checking up on your friends. They made all these apps to ensure that you can do that.
Yeah.
WhatsApp made sure that you put, and people that don't post on their status are stupid.
I don't have any problem with you feeling like you should not be posting on your status. It's your decision. I don't know.
It's your decision.
It's up to you. But you now talking about it. You coming to another app to come and be like,
the fuck? Post on your status and entertain me, man. And if you don't post on your status, how will I know I still have your number? Come on now. Post on your status. Let somebody
Me, I don't have a problem. I'm not Melon. I don't have a problem with you not posting your status. But my own problem is when you now come to another app, like Snapchat or maybe another app. And you are now making it look like WhatsApp. What's up now, one casted place. That thing is very annoying. Imagine Snapchat now. Snapchat now na app where we say you are meeting new people. You don't necessarily know everybody there. You are meeting new people. But WhatsApp, before somebody will have your WhatsApp, you are supposed to give that person your number. You get, as supposed to give that person your number. So now you now come to Snapchat where you don't even know people. I am not saying that WhatsApp na casted app. We need to collect people not by this very
calm down. I'm supposed to be the angry one here. Calm down.
So See, it doesn't make sense. Please, please. If you don't want to be posting on WhatsApp, it's good. It's good not to be posting. But going to another app to go and claim that posting on WhatsApp now for childish people, it don't make sense at all. Because those people on WhatsApp, you give them your number. You give them your number.
People you know. So
person can just have your number or can just come around and text your WhatsApp. If you don't give them your number or they mistakenly mix a few.
Yeah, like that.
But those people, you know them. You know them. You will come Snapchat, people where you know no. Person will just add you from quick friends, quick add. You go start to keep streak with them. Then you come to post, like, send them streak, say, I don't even post on WhatsApp. WhatsApp people.
WhatsApp is a cool app, man. See, in this day and age, yeah, if someone tells you, if someone that you consider a friend and is one-sided and the person doesn't keep in touch with you, that person knows what he's doing. This is not the day and age that you need to have credit on your phone before you make, you can keep
friends.
Bro, WhatsApp, there's Snapchat, there's what?
There's Snapchat. Let's talk about Snapchat now.
Snapchat has made it easy for friends to keep in touch, even without saying.
Exactly. I don't see a reason. I don't see a reason why you come out and say keeping streak is childish. You are saying nonsense. Because keeping streak is for you to keep in touch with your friends. Now you know who you
keep. Some people don't know. You go to keep streak. Some people don't get the idea of it.
Yes.
Keeping streaks is for you to keep in touch. There's a guy I keep streaks with. We have not said anything, but I know he's good because I see what he's doing.
Yeah.
Every day, he sees what I'm doing. I know he's good. Man does his thing. I do my thing. If he read, I feel text him anytime and it will not feel awkward because we have been
keeping. Because you guys are keeping in touch. You guys are always there. Yes.
I know what's going on. I'm observing. You cannot come out
and he's observing
your age and say, oh, sorry, I was going through a lot. That is why I didn't talk to you. Like, brother, we're all going through a lot. Have you seen the economy? I'm going through a lot. But still on still.
Sipil.
I know how to. My friends can reach out to me and I'll respond. And I'll reach out to my friends and they'll also respond to me. Everybody's going through a lot. Don't be that adult that constantly says, I'm going through a lot. That is why I disrupted all my friendships. When you get older, you made a very bad choice. I'm being very honest with you. Like,
I don't want to talk here. Like, say I did rap. But
brother.
You're spitting fast. Running. Don't speak ill of Rodwin. That
keeps getting his heart broken. He probably needs to listen to us about friendship because what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, he has a song, call your friends, listen to that song, Melon, you're going to like it. Call your friends.
What the fuck is on, man?
Call your friends, ask them how they are doing. That's the title of the song is Call Your Friends, listen to Rod Wave today and change your
life. Listen to Victony and change your life, because, come on.
Oh my God, we're not prescribing music today. But yeah, so now we've talked about like friendship in general.
Yeah.
Dilemma of keeping both male and female friends.
And send your male friends.
Talk about ways. Oh my God, Melon. This is not the place to preach that. This is not the place to preach that. What do you mean send your male friends to this? Please. Please continue posting it on your status. Don't be saying it today.
I've retired. I've completely retired from that life. I don't do that because I can't do it anymore. Because if I do it, I'll be in trouble. So yeah, I've retired from that life. I don't do stuff like that.
So I think we've almost discussed everything. We've talked about like apps.
To say Snapchat apps, is a apps, big apps, app to help.
Snapchat is a big app. This trick stuff that TikTok introduced is actually very nice.
Yeah, but TikTok contains data, so I would advise you to use Snapchat.
They both consume data, please. They both consume data. So, we've not talked about. Okay, I think we've addressed it a bit, but let's talk about this out of sight, out of mind thing again. People always feel like they can just.
Lot of. I don't want to say girls, but it's mostly girls that do it. A lot of girls do this out of sight, out of mind, pee, and it's very unhealthy. That's the word. It's very unhealthy. What do you mean that in person we are like besties? In person, you are like 5 and 6.
We but are
the moment I'm not anywhere close to you. I'm a stranger. Like, what do you mean? It doesn't make any sense.
Like,
you are a grown adult, and you are telling me you don't know how to communication or keep in touch with people that you consider your friends. So the moment I am not close to you, I'm treated like every regular person. That's very bad, very unhealthy, honestly speaking.
I'm very sad. It's very sad for your ends, please, because it's very sad because I don't understand how you will be vibing. Like, you guys are vibing when you guys are together, you are seeing every day, you are cool, you guys are vibing. Then you just travel, or the person travels, and it's like you guys don't know each other. It's very weird.
If I don't keep trying to talk to you, like, we are not going to talk.
Yeah.
And maybe one day I get tired and be like, yeah, if you don't talk to me, I'm not talking to you. And we are strangers.
Mm-hmm.
We are completely strangers. And maybe by mistake, we get to see ourselves again. You don't want to be
again
friendly.
You don't want to. You don't be telling me why they do like this now. Why they do like this? Like, why are you saying that? So you expect the person to like see immediately and, you know, start jumping that you're there after treating the person like crap when they was trying to like keep up with you.
Yeah.
When you travel, there's
certain excuses that as an adult you should stop giving. What do you mean as an adult you don't know how to converse? You don't know how to communicate. As an adult, you don't know how to keep relationships with people. Like, you are not 12. If you still make those kind of excuses that, this is just how I am, Thunder will fire you and how you are.
Exactly. Accept me like Accept this. Me like That's this. What I did. It's so stupid because I don't see a situation or a reason where someone is trying to better himself so that he will accommodate you, and then you're expecting the person to accommodate you like that.
Like, trying to improve themselves, and you are just stuck.
Yes, and you're just there telling me to accept you like that.
Me like this.
Then if they not ask you too much, you not tell me. You're not telling me. You know, I'm a Virgo.
I wanted to
say I'm a Virgo. Please.
I'm a Cancer. That Cancer will kill you. It's that Cancer that will kill you. Tell me I'm dead.
Please don't hit me with your zodiac sign. I don't give a fuck about zodiac signs. Somebody please. Don't tell me.
Parents made mistake and gave birth to in April. We come out and be telling me I'm Pisces or something. Are you okay with them?
What do you mean they made mistake?
I don't know how to keep relationships because I'm a Cancer. Cancer will kill you. Mumu, all your hair will fall off.
What do you mean they made mistake?
This is Nigerian parents.
What do you mean that?
I'm not afraid of you.
Bro, so I think from the script, we have discussed everything we are supposed to discuss today. And Melon, see the time. We actually follow time.
Yeah. I can't say on the normal we get some. It depends on when you come. Like, are you down on intervals? Like, every 2 to 3 days. Just, I don't want to waste time. So when I deal my elderly age, I feel help my children with homework. I know it's like they do. I get them.
Yeah, I know. You need to save yourself.
Future purposes.
So, guys, today we talked about friendship.
Yeah.
Ways you can improve your friendship. The complexities in friendship. Because those complexities now, as a guy, you would have a female friend and then you don't have boundaries. You want the touch and you want the tap current. And then yourself, why would you allow your male friends?
Female friends, my guy. I don't know who needs
to the tap current.
You need to know. Not all your female,
please.
You need to do something with, yeah,
guy. If you enjoy a genuine friendship from a female,
don't spoil it by thinking because two of you are close friends, she must drop something. Come on, you're a big boy. Don't be doing
don't spoil
like that.
It because it's something. And then girls, please, when you have a male friend, don't hit him with. If I don't text you, if you don't text me, blah 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 blah, don't make him feel like he's pushing himself on you or forcing himself on you.
Yeah.
Please communicate well, communicate better. make him comfortable that he's your friend, and the guy make a girl comfortable that she's your friend.
Bring that one again.
What do you want to say?
No.
I know what you want to say, but hold it. Then another thing we talked about.
Anybody that knows knows what I want to see.
Don't say it, please. Then we talked about apps you can use to keep in touch. We talked about WhatsApp, talked about Snap. Snap is very good. Because when you don't even text the person is telling you, okay, oh, I did go market.
Like, exactly. You're seeing
this thing now. No, I'm watching. You are just seeing everything, and then you are sending to. Please don't send blank screen. Don't send wall. Don't send ceiling. Don't make the snap boring.
You can send lingerie. So, oh my.
Melon.
This is the last rubbish joke. I swear. This is the last one.
So yeah, don't be boring with the snap too. Just make the person entertained, make the person feel involved in your life.
Yeah.
Then we talked about the out of sight, out of mind thing is crap. Please dead that attitude, dead that thought.
Change.
And then change. Stop telling me that you are like this.
Don't just accept your bad behaviors. Like, improve. If your friends complain about something they don't like about you, make efforts to improve. Don't just say that is how I am. That is how my mother gave birth. I'm a cancer, I'm a Virgo, you're an idiot. Improve.
So yeah, with that being said, we've talked about everything we want to talk about on this topic. And thank you, amazing listeners. Do we love them, Melon?
Not yet.
We don't love them yet, right? Nah, it's too early to
unless
love them.
You bring your friends to listen. Then we'll start. I have enough love to go around.
Yeah.
Call me Mr. Love Love. Yeah, I got love to give. Like I said, I'm a pimp.
Please. I'll make sure your girlfriend listens to this podcast before the release date. I'll tell her to listen to it. So, we are happy to have you guys here.
This is our first episode. We might be a little rusty, but we'll only get better. That's for certain. If you have any dilemma you want us to talk about, you want us to give our two kobo, send to us. We'll definitely keep you anonymous and we'll give you our own scent on whatever it is you're struggling with. So yeah, look out for the next episode because it's going to get more and more interesting. It doesn't even have a choice.
Yeah, definitely. So you can, when you want to send out your dilemma, you can reach out to Melon at, Melon, what's your Twitter handle again?
I think you said I know that.
Okay, at his door is his Twitter handle. Then you can reach out to me at thepraise1, and you can also reach out to us on unfiltered Twitter handle, because we are definitely going to have Unfos on Unfiltered. I think you should just reach out to us on Unfiltered.
Yeah.
So yeah, reach out to us on Unfiltered. See you guys on the next episode. We don't get filter now. They talk and watch
it. As a baby, you will tell me how it is. We don't have plans to get, so we are very...
What did you say we don't have?
We don't get brand deals yet.
Yes, because we don't have brands yet, we are on filters. Because when brands come, we're definitely going to filter ourselves. But
we're here. We'll tell you how it is. You have fun with it.
Yes, for now, we are very close to loving you guys. So we cannot say we love you yet, but we are on the way.
One.
A journey. So, see you guys next
time.
Episode.
Hopefully, I'll be alive.